With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, the Olympics are just around the corner and sports people from all walks of life have spent the last 4 years trying to get there. And two of those amazing athletes are female weightlifter Tam Nguyen and her brother Nash, who is heading to his second Olympic Games. You'll see their story unfold on Path to Paris on RT1 tonight at 10:15, or you can catch it on the RT player. And joining me in studio right now is Tam. It's so great to have you here. How are you today?
Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh my God, no, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm delighted to have you here. Tam, let's get right into it because you've got such an interesting story. But you were the first ever Irish athlete to win a senior weightlifting medal when you won bronze in the European Championship medals last year. Like, what did that feel like?
Oh, that's like about like a year and a half ago.
Does it feel like a lifetime ago?
Yes. I'm still kind of like celebrating.
Good.
Still talking about
it. That's what I love to hear.
It was a really good achievement. I wanted to be one of the first ever female to medal. So I wanted it and I went in. I just said, I'm going to medal today. Yeah. And it's something, it was a goal that I had. So I just ticked that goal off.
I love how simple you make it sound. I just, you know what? I'm just going to place today. That's going to be it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but if you don't go full force into your goal, how are you supposed to achieve it? Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And I fully back it. Yeah. And it is one of those things as well. I always think it's like, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You can lose and that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. You're still alive.
Yeah.
You're still happy.
You get on with it. You still got there,
yeah,
which is amazing.
Exactly.
You got that medal anyway, but before we get into like the rest of your journey and how you even got that far to getting a bronze medal for yourself, and you know, you're so determined, take me right back to how you and your dad first arrived in Ireland. You survived off €40 a week, was it?
Yeah, so in the documentary tonight, Path to Paris, you'll probably see a small glimpse of our family. Mm-hmm. So myself and my dad first came over here first, and I was so young, I didn't remember anything, but I remember.
What age were you?
I was six.
Oh, so you were such
a
baby.
I was so young.
Yeah.
And my dad just said to me, look, I'm going to work. I'll be back later on. And it was a really, pretty, really sad time, basically. And I was so young and I was kind of witnessing the hardship of my dad. Mm-hmm. And I could feel how hardworking he was. So that then kind of led me to being older, saying, oh, do you know what? If my dad went through this hardship, I never want my kids to be like that.
Yeah.
So that's why myself and my brother became so resilient and we became like successful.
When did your brother and your mom join you then from Vietnam?
They came over after 2 years.
Okay. That's hard though. I mean, like 6 to 8, you know, without your mom and your brother and like, you know, and your dad was obviously working very, very hard. That's tough going.
Oh, it was so tough. I'm not going to lie, it was one of the saddest times of my life.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, God, don't even, please, don't even talk
to me
about that.
Okay.
I'm not here to cry, I'm here to celebrate.
Okay, you are, and look how far you've come. Your mum and dad have a takeaway in Clare Hall now.
Yes, so believe it or not, they actually sold it only last week.
Stop.
Yeah, it's a sad time again.
It's another sad time. Is it not like a little bit exciting though too, because it's a new chapter for them as well?
Yes. I don't know what they're actually getting themselves into next, but we're here to support them regardless either ways. But they did sell the Chinese and that's where I have gained all my business experience from, that Chinese. So it was so hard to hand over the keys and say like, all right, here you go. Here's like the end of an era for us.
Yeah, and it was such a pinnacle moment for you guys too. But let's talk, right, because people will see a little bit of that in Path to Paris tonight.
Yeah.
But let's talk about how you and your brother Nat got into sport. Like, how did that come about? And then we'll get into the business side of things
that
the takeaway taught you.
How we got into sports was, it's basically genetics through my dad. He was always into sports and somehow we were kind of a bit gifted a little bit through my dad. And that was it. Nat then went on to badminton. I then went on to weightlifting. I seen you do CrossFit or something like that, isn't it? Or you
a little bit of gym in the morning, but nothing on the level that you were at. Need to make that very, very clear. They were like, one more rep, and I'd be like, or not. Maybe next week.
I'm just here for the
here for the vibes.
Yeah.
Not your friend, the more serious.
So I joined a CrossFit gym, mm-hmm. and the coach said to me, you're actually really good at Olympic weightlifting. Have you ever tried? Do you do weightlifting?
Yeah.
And I tried it the first time, you know, a snatch. And he was like, I was like, this? And he was like, oh, you're really good at this. And I was like, is this how you do it? And he just said I had a natural gift and natural talent at it.
What age were you then?
I was 16, 17.
Okay, so they kind of decked it quite early on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to the gym like normal before, but yeah. I just joined a CrossFit gym and that was it. And after he said, look, you're going to go into a weightlifting competition. I'm going to get you in it. I went from a first weightlifting competition and I qualified for like a senior national level. And I was like, what the hell am I getting myself into? What is this? It just came by an accident.
Yeah.
That's how sports came with me. But Nats did badminton through my dad as well.
Okay.
We both got our natural talented gifts from my dad.
From your dad. But yeah. Then obviously you need to put the hard work in yourself.
Oh yes, there is hard work.
Weightlifting as well. Like, people will know this about the sport. Like, you need to fund yourself a lot of the way through it. So you started a business when you were a teenager then to help fund your weightlifting career. Like, tell us about that.
So it was actually happened by an accident.
Everything love all these accidents. They're such happy accidents.
Of the universe. I was so mad at the universe here. So basically, how I started off, I was doing eyelashes to fund myself to go lift for Ireland. And I was doing like a couple of clients a day to order to get flights and pay for accommodation. Mm-hmm. And something just clicked that day. And I said, like, do I really, really need to keep on training here and save all this money for myself and buy myself something instead of trying to pay for flights or something extra and go compete for Ireland? And I made the decision to stop weightlifting then and proceed then into business. So I was like, again, I'm such a goal achiever. If I want something, I want something.
Yeah.
I'm so aggressive towards the goal. So when I stopped my sporting career as a teenager, I went full wham into business. So I've opened my first salon then by the age of 19, 20, and I've established that since. And then I said, do you know what? I'm on to my next thing there now. I'm tired of this. Not I'm tired, but I'm kind of like quite bored on this salon phase. I need something to excite me again.
Yeah.
So I said, I always wanted to open up my own CrossFit gym. So it's called CrossFit CFBT. And so we established that in 4 or 5 years ago and it's still going ahead. You should come and train with me someday.
So I love it. You're just getting the business left, right and centre. I'm obsessed with it, but this is how these things work, Tam. You got to get the plugs where you can. Yeah. But tell me about this now, okay? Because you obviously did this. You did the salon, then you did the CrossFit business. But what gave you the push to come back into competing and weightlifting and try to get to Paris?
So I actually had two kids along the way. I forgot about my kids there. Totally forgot about them. I didn't add them in at the start. Sorry, I am a mom of two, by the way.
What age are your kids?
3 and 5. I actually forgot how old they were.
That's great. It means you're doing a fantastic job. Just flying along as part of your life.
3 and 5. Lily and baby Mark.
Lily and baby Mark.
Yes.
Okay, gorgeous. Right. So, but okay, let's be realistic. Any parent who's listening to this right now knows how hard it is to get a little bit of time to even try and train yourself. Training competitively is a different ball game altogether. So how do you manage that?
How did I manage this? I had to take it day by day at a time. Some days it was so hard. Some days I cried. Some days I just had to keep on going. Ask myself, like, what do I want at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Do I want to try to make it to the Olympics? Do I want qualification? When I'm 40 and I look back, I'm like, I'll regret this mistake if I don't go full force into it. But going back to your question where, how did I come back? So after I had two kids and I had a C-section, I was sitting in my sitting room with my baby in my hand and I watched Nat walking out of the opening ceremony.
For the Tokyo Olympics?
Yes. And I had this horrible feeling in my throat saying like, oh, I can't even curse on this, can I?
No, absolutely not. Nice of you to check.
I was going to ask something H anyways. And he walked out and I just had this really, really horrible feeling. And I said, look, I'm going to go back and try and achieve this.
Yeah.
And I just said, I'm just going to go back at it. And I did after 6 months having my second baby. I had to lose like 6 kilos. I started off from scratch, like literally where you are from now, and went full wham into it as a full athlete life. And I went and I medaled.
Okay. So let's be realistic here. Yeah. Sibling rivalry can get you quite far.
Yes.
That really, that's true. I do. I've got two. Why do you think I'm here?
Who's better?
I've been trying to cement, you know, favorite daughter for my entire life, but I got favorite granddaughter. So I'm just, you know, I'm going on that. There's 21 of us. So I really nailed that one. Great. The Olympic cycle, right? Yeah. Like, talk to me about that, because people are thinking, obviously, about the Olympics is something to aim for. But how would you explain the Olympic cycle to somebody at home? Is there a way of explaining the 4 years and all the work that goes into it?
Do you know how do I explain from... Right, actually, let me explain this to you in your like everyday's life.
Okay.
So do you know the way you started in school?
Mm-hmm.
You were from first class to sixth class.
Yeah.
And this, that's it. Let's say you started from first class and you end at fourth class and that's it, you finished school. So you come in at second class and then you had to finish by fourth class.
And so you
you're trying to cram all 4 years of work into sixth class.
You're
or
trying
even
to get
a degree even. Would you come into a degree in 4 years and only start in the 2 years trying to cram everything else in? And then at the 4 years, are you going to pass or not? That's the Olympics.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, do you understand that now?
I do, I get that now. There's a lot just crammed into it and I assume it takes over your entire life. There's a lot of stress involved.
Yeah.
And one of those things, obviously, is mealtime. Have a listen to this, everybody at home.
This is life right now. Try to count on how many grams of oats you're allowed to eat. Oh my God, I hate this. Lifting weights is not a problem to me. Lifting weight is actually more enjoyable. But the hardest part is the food part.
Oh!
It is.
I was going to say, like, how long are you eating tiny plates of gross food? Tiny plates.
It's small, but it's very plain and bland. I couldn't have sauces on it just in case it was extra
calories.
Yes. And I was eating like boiled eggs with the yolks taken out of it.
So all the taste.
All the taste is gone. And it came to a certain point that I was getting sugar taste off carrots.
Oh,
and
God.
That was my treat. I was like, oh my God, this is so nice. Carrots.
What a treat.
Yeah.
Is that's obviously because you need to be at a certain weight going into these competitions to make your, because they are done by weight.
Yes. So I was in the 49 category and I had to cut down, but my usual body weight is never 49.
Yeah.
It's always about like 51, 52. And when you have to cut down, like I'm really small as it is. Mm-hmm. So imagine trying to cut down even more, have to dehydrate myself even more. And already I suffered from like low blood pressure. And when you're already dehydrated, my blood pressure went down even more. So every single time I would get really, really dizzy. So it was kind of more affecting me in my everyday life because I was getting dizzy all the time. You know, that's the more of the sacrifice you kind of have to make in order for that goal.
Tam, this next clip that we have is very heartbreaking. Have a listen.
Last night, Lily.
Oh, God. I can't
missed
even
missed me so
to
much.
That.
She called me. She was like, Mommy, I miss you. And I was like, I know, I'm just going on a training camp. And she says, you come to my house? And I was like, I can't. And she's like, just 5 minutes. So that started me off. So I got really homesick and I'm still really homesick now. I just miss my kids.
Sorry, you did everything you could to try and dodge that. I'm sorry, but we need to let everybody else listen to it because it is really like that. That's so heartbreaking. You can't even listen back to that now.
No, because it was like a sad time. When you have kids and you leave your kids to go somewhere, that mom guilt come in. So mom even cries goes down the, if they go down to the countryside for a night, stay away and they still miss their kids. But imagine trying to stay away from them for 3 weeks.
Oh God.
And your kids are ringing. They're like, oh, I miss you. Where are you? Mommy, I want this. Mommy, I want that. And, oh, why don't you come home to me? It's just like, come here, look, I'm starting right now.
I know, I get it. I do think as well, though, it is one of those very valuable lessons too, though, because, you know, you as a mother are like, okay, I need to do this for myself so I can be a better parent.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a prime example, you know, like when I'm older, I want my kids to look back. I want to look back and show my kids, like, look what mommy did. And if mommy can do this, regardless of what the outcome is, you can go and chase your dreams as well. You just have to get your feet in there and just go for it. Ask people for help. And along the way, somebody will come and help you regardless, whatever ways. And if you fail at it, it doesn't really matter because nobody really cares. You're still there at the end of the day. It's just to give them a prime example.
Learning to lose and being okay failing are the biggest life lessons I think everybody needs
Absolutely.
To learn.
Absolutely. Come here. my biggest fear was not qualifying for the Olympics. And I actually didn't qualify. And for the whole 2 years, all I feared was, what if I don't qualify? Because I have never failed anything in my life before. And I said to myself, afterwards, I had to take, you know, like a massive moment and like, Bryce, I've failed this. How am I going to get over this? I actually got over it really fast. I'm on to my next thing now. I said, right, you failed that. It's fine. You're still here. Your kids are healthy. You're still happy. You can still train. There's nothing wrong with you. So get on with life. So I just snapped myself out of it. And that was it.
I think everybody needs to adapt this. There's just this mentality. Like, yes, listening into this morning, that's what you should take from it. Is it's totally okay. Like, you can just move on. You're fine. You can go on to the next.
Yeah,
let's talk about, obviously, your brother, because Nat did make it in his sport. Yeah. Badminton. His training is flat out. Now, we did ask him to send us in a voice note this morning, and he did that. So have a listen to this.
To call myself a two-time Olympian is definitely a special feeling. It was a difficult year personally for myself, but I managed to get it all together and to qualify. It would have been really, really cool for my sister to join me, but you know, that's the unfortunate side of sport.
I'm obsessed with it's the fact that you were total brother and sister. Like, yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever, cool.
Come here. He only bought a house the other day, and I calculated our age together, and he bought a house like 23. I was like, oh, he bet me. And now I'm like, I'm going to work so hard to get two houses and be him. This is a really, really bad sister.
No, it's not, because there is a term called two shedding, where it's like, you got one house, I got two. Okay.
Yeah. Like,
maybe we won't do the houses.
No, not probably the houses. A little bit of, that's just in my head.
But how many kids has he got by your age? See?
Yeah.
There you go. Bet that. Have a listen to this, because he is really proud of you as well. Now, this might be a little bit hard to listen to.
Tammy's grit, you know, her perseverance is something that I have never said this to her. That's something that I'm quite fond of. You know, I really think that she has a lot of grit and more determination than myself. I'm lucky enough to have a lot more support than Tammy did when she started out. But her drive really, really, you know, inspires me. Just to keep going, just to never give up, because, you know, it's kind of brought that's in my DNA. That's in our DNA as a family.
How does that feel to hear?
He's never said anything nice to me before.
Now he's told the nation. He can never take it back.
Thanks, Nat, for telling me now and making me sob here.
Just for anybody listening at home, Tam did try to get away from that by taking off her headphones, but you can hear it everywhere in the studio. There's no escaping it.
Why do I do this to myself?
Because it's classic sibling rivalry the whole time. It's like you constantly go for each other, but you're never going to tell each other how proud you actually are. Yeah. And he is incredibly proud of you, and you are so proud of him for making it to the Olympics again.
No, absolutely. I'm more than proud of him. You know, he inspired me to come back, and for me to come back into the sport grew. So, like, it came down to him walking out of that opening ceremony. That's how weightlifting grew to this date here.
Tam, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today. You're such a treat. Like, genuinely, I do hope that anybody listening, even if, like, look, not everybody is going to be going to the Olympics, but to apply any of your advice just to your day-to-day life, it's like you can work very hard and it's okay to not win and move on to the next.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
It's absolutely no problem at all. You're such a joy. You can see Tam and her brother Nat in action tonight on Path to Paris on RT1 at 10:15, or you can catch it on the RT player. It's absolutely deadly, and it is full of stories from people all around the country who are pushing themselves beyond their limits to represent Ireland. We'll be right back after these.
FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.